I'm Tracy Worcester, and I have a campaign called Farms Not Factories that make films and put out a newsletter. And I also have a market garden venture called Forbidden Fruit and Veg.
With the campaign, can you just explain a bit about the you say farms, not factories? I think we'd all probably agree with that. But why did you decide that this was an important issue to take on?
Well, farmers are obviously the most important people in the world because they feed us three times a day. And they have been strangled of their livelihoods for like the last 80 years. Slowly but surely, the economies of scale have meant that the small scale farmers, the ones who actually farm with nature, have been undermined, especially as the world has become a globalized world. So our farmers are constantly competing against cheap imports that come in from the other side of the world under conditions that we have no idea, using whatever pesticides, fertilizers, so forcing our farmers to become more and more intensive and get ever bigger. And obviously, at the same time as that, you've got the supermarkets who actually don't care if they source their food from the UK or from the other side of the world, as long as they can compete with the other supermarkets to push the price down. So all the time, the farmers are having to shift their way of farming, not in symbiosis with nature, but in a way that can compete. So you're getting food which is actually not the healthiest food. But unfortunately, we're moving into an era now where, rather than repairing the food system by reducing the pesticides and fertilizers, we're actually getting a new era of junk food, where they're encouraging us to have fake food, Frankenstein food. So everybody has heard of the fact that they want us to eat insects. They want us to eat lab grown meat. They want us to eat 3D printed meat. You just read the Future of Farming from Sainsbury's website and you'll see the horrific type of future they see for our food. So those farmers that are coming to London in their tractor because of the inheritance tax, it's just the last nail in their coffin. They are completely desperate. And we need to be at those demonstrations as well, because we will suffer along with the farmers when we don't have them to grow our food. So they can grow food in a way that we want if we go straight to our farmers. So we've actually got to give up the habit of going to a supermarket where the food is becoming less and less healthy for us, for our body, what we're putting in our body. We need to go as direct as possible to the farmer. We need to buy from the internet. You can get amazing boxes of vegetables like from Riverford. You can have Big Barn where you put in your area code and they will show you where a near sales of really local food is. So we need to take back control, because presently, as everybody knows, our world is ruled by the corporations, by the billionaires, and by the institutions that have been set up by them, like the UN, which is completely hijacked. And we've got this new mask called climate change, where everything is being pushed into this tunnel vision of carbon and carbon sequestration. So net zero is really making our farmers go through hoops and hurdles to try to be net zero, part of the game of trading CO2. It's actually a total scam. And most people, when you talk to them about carbon sequestration, they kind of, what are you talking about? Well, keep to that you don't believe a word of it. Continue not believing a word of it. We cannot go down this ridiculous path where everything is about reducing CO2, because they are trying to introduce a totally new set of rules to how we lead our lives. And it's all a lie. If they really cared about carbon sequestration, they would not be saying yes to yet another runway at
well, look, hang on, because they say that they well that they do care about the planet, supposedly, but I mean, everyone else is paying inheritance tax on large houses and things that they're passing on. Farmers have to as well. Why not?
Because we rely on farmers to grow food for us from generation to generation. They didn't financialize their land to make it worth so much money that actually no farmers can enter the industry. It's now just about getting bigger and bigger and bigger farms that are not farms anymore, they're industry. So in order to keep our small scale farmers and our medium scale farmers, they have to be able to give their land to their children for free. They simply cannot afford to pay a percentage of the ridiculous price that land has been inflated to so that their children can inherit. They'll have to sell the land. And since we're talking about economies of scale, if you have to sell a part of your land to basically pay this inheritance tax, you will not be able to compete with economies of scale and you will go under. So if we want to keep independent farmers on their land feeding us, we need to ensure that our farmers stay in business. And they are telling us, and I believe them 100%, because the maths makes sense, that they cannot afford to be paying this tax. They're already paying.
Okay, look, it's pretty obvious that this government is not listening. They have actually made it quite clear. They're prepared to have a fight with the farmers in Britain, just as the Margaret Thatcher had a fight with the miners and beat them.
Yeah, I mean, therefore, we, the consumer that wants to be fed on this island by independent, real people who don't lie like the government and the corporations, they need to protect the farmer. They need to go straight to the farmer, as direct to the farmer as possible, to give these farmers a livelihood. Because the government, as you say, does not give a damn about them. The supermarkets will source from abroad. They don't care if their food is made from insects, lab meat, meat from the other side of the world that you've no idea what condition that animal's been bred in, or the food has been made with what pesticides, what genetically engineered substances going into that food. We need to take back control. This is really urgent because it's worse than the miners, obviously. Well,
The problem is that this is a sort of change in the technology of food production, and isn't there a inevitability to all of this, that you're basically like a Luddite, and the farmers are. They're saying that we're just going to stop the natural progression of the way we get our food and the technology involved in it all.
We have to really look at the word progress, because it's not progression. If you've gotten a load of food in a supermarket that's actually not giving you the nutritional value that we need. So it's making people very often they're not getting the nutritional value, so they're eating more. So they're gaining weight. They're having brain fog. They're not healthy. This food that we've been so-called progressive with, high tech, with all sorts of technology is going into this because it's making money for the corporations so they can patent technology food. So GM food is patented. So the sort of mush that you get in vegan food is with 13 patents in it. So it's novel food. Very often it's being grown in a laboratory in like a sort of plastic piece of packaging with some peat in it, with injected with a Malteser sized bit of fertilizer and another injection of water. Where's the trace elements going into that food that would happen if it was grown in the soil? We need to actually really look at how nature is growing food that's healthy, and traditional food and traditional ways of farming are, you know, 100% better. When they find old strains of wheat, they realize that people don't get these diseases, a celeriac or whatever it's called, that gluten that makes you ill, so people can't eat bread. There's a lot of things that they're doing. They're tampering with our food that's actually making us sick.
Well, that's no good at all. Look, you were down there on Monday. Back in December, there were about 700 tractors in Whitehall, which was very impressive. This week, we had 1,900 tractors plus a few tanks. What was the vibe like down there?
It was extraordinarily uplifting, simply because the farmers were really pleased to be part of an enormous fleet saying, no, we're not having this imposed on us. And I would thoroughly recommend that people do not pay this tax. They hang on in there till there will be a change of government. Admittedly, it might not be for 4 years, but it will come. And I believe whether it probably will be reform, in which case they see the carbon dioxide scam, the way that we're making it into an evil gas, whereas actually the problem of fossil fuel is much more how it's excavated or how they're spreading fossil fuel all over the soil as fertilizer and as pesticides, how they're mechanizing everything instead of labor. The CO2 is not the problem. So those farmers are realizing that this is not just a miscalculation from the government. It's a scam. They are stealing our land, and they want to put their ridiculous solar panels that are the size of a double-decker bus, but a million of them, for example, next to us, there's 2,000 acres of equivalent solar panels that are the size of double-decker buses all over the countryside. And this, sometimes they're trying to get permission for 6,000 acres. Where is our food going to be grown if these ridiculous solar panels, all in the name of sequestering carbon? And it's like, no, this is a scam. We have to recognize this and support our politicians who say this is a scam and we're not going to accept it. Because actually, at the moment, they're going to replace our councils with mayors that will be thoroughly indoctrinated with this carbon scam. And they will be dictating where to put these huge, for example, the energy for AI is going to require huge amounts of panels and wind farms, and actually they'll carry on having fossil fuels. It's just a way to take over the whole world with mechanization rather than human scale, real humans feeding each other with healthy food. We can have control of our diet.
Can you just remind listeners how to get hold of your campaign, Follow That, and also maybe how to get hold of some decent food? Like these veg boxes, you say, sound like a great idea.
Yeah, you have to just look it up. I mean, I am recommending a form of technology to look up where to get more natural food, what you put in your body. You can look up, you know, food boxes. You can look up community supported agriculture. You can look up on where your local farm store is, and it is healthier food because it is from local farmers, but it is also the power of our purse. So if we want to eat food which has not had chemicals on it, we can choose to spend more of our wallet on that food rather than going for the cheapest in the supermarket. Okay, a lot of people can't afford to look at what is in that food, the quality of it. But a lot of people can. And it's time we did, because we're sick. We're sick people. We need to help those farmers go organic.
Finally, we look across the channel. We see the French farmers driving into the cities, spraying around loads of muck, doing things like massive barricades of bales of straw in the early morning across the motorways, barricading, that sort of thing. Do you think we're heading in that direction? Because that, I mean, that could be, you know, it could be get quite serious, this campaign, couldn't it?
Well, I worry that if some farmers do things that are illegal, the government will use their draconian powers to take their land. And so I fear the punishment of those farmers. But I do think that if we all support them, so that we go to our local MP and we talk to him about how we don't believe in this carbon scam, we don't need to make all of these this land into solar panels and rewild it. We need to farm with nature. It's called land sharing. So that rather than land sparing, where you put your spare land into nature and the rest you keep covering in pesticides, and you're getting bigger and bigger factory farms with miserable animals. Well, it's not right to just go vegan, because you're actually going to destroy your diet unless you're very careful. If you eat their vegan muck, you're in trouble. But if you could actually just choose to eat less but better meat, so that you don't go into the lab-grown meat, you don't go into 3D printed meat and all of that to make you even sicker. So I can't remember your question, actually.
Well, I just want, you know, whereabouts can people find your campaign online?
Well, just put farms, not factories, into the search button and then subscribe to our newsletter. We make a new film about farmers every month, telling you about farming, how farming is done in a way that's actually healthy for you. And if you go outside of shopping in the supermarket and you go direct to your farmer through the internet, yes, but you find these things like Big Barn. Look up Big Barn. He'll show you where there's a local shop where you can get your food. And that's the best way to help our farmers and to help our land, actually, because they are the most friendly to the land, these small-scale farmers, if you buy the good quality food. So farms, not factories, or you come and help us on our volunteer on our forbidden fruit and veg local walled garden where we grow food for local people. So you can just look up your local food vendors.
Okay, Tracy Worcester, thanks very much for joining us.
All righty, thank you very much, Tony.